It's 7:52. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a look at your sports. And this one really is brought to you by Coppers Hollow, the Brazos Valley's newest nursing and rehabilitation center. After having no turnovers in their win over Stephen F. Austin, the Aggies have suffered 9 in the last 2 games, 5 fumbles, 4 interceptions. One of the guys who's had a little bit of trouble with that is running back Christian Michael, and Coach Mike Sherman was asked about that. But before he started talking about Michael, he talked about a good fumble recovery from last Saturday night.
Well, another key, probably one, the biggest play in the game might actually have been Hudson Prelu's fumble recovery on a fumble when we were backed up, and that might have been one of the biggest plays in the game. But yeah, we've identified, and Christian is very aware. He carries the ball around all the time. He does all the things we ask him to do. We go through a blasting machine. Randy beats him up with the football in practice. We have the scout team guys going after it all the time. It's just fundamentally, he's an aggressive runner, and he's a violent runner at times, and he exposes the ball at times that he shouldn't expose the ball, and he's very aware of how I feel about that, and that has to get fixed.
Aggies have 10 days off, 9 days off now, before meeting Oklahoma State a week from Thursday in Stillwater. Keep it with football. Garrett Hartley booted a 37-yard field goal as time expired to give New Orleans a 25-22 win over San Francisco in the Monday night game last night. Hartley's third three-pointer of the fourth quarter capped a great final minute of the game. The 49ers' Frank Gore scored on a 7-yard TD run with a minute and 19 seconds left, but the two-point conversion pass to Alex Smith was first ruled short of the goal line, but then overturned after a replay review, and that tied the score at 22-all. Tragic story here. The Denver Broncos are in shock by yet another player death. Receiver Kenny McKinley was found dead in his apartment Monday of a gunshot wound and apparent suicide. McKinley was a second-year player who was on the season-ending injured reserve list due to knee problems. His death is the latest in a series of tragedies for the Broncos in recent years. Cornerback Darrett Williams was slain on New Year's Day 2007, and 3 months later, backup running back Damian Nash collapsed and died after a charity basketball game. The LA Angels beat Texas 7-4, keeping the magic number at 6 for the Rangers, clinching their first AL West title since 99. David Murphy tied a career high with 5 hits in 5 at-bats, and Chris Davis delivered the first pinch-hit homer of the season for the Rangers, but they lost. Houston sluggers Humberto Quintero and Jeff Bloom each homered in a 7-run fifth inning, and the Astros dumped the Nationals 5-2. High school football rankings are out. Brenham continues to be ranked 2nd in Class 4A behind Aledo. Cameron is still 5th in 2A after their 2-point win over Navasota on Friday. Caldwell, Franklin, and Burton all received votes in their class. The top-ranked team in 1A is new. Canadian moved up after Mart lost. 5A King is Euless Trinity still. 3A Brownwood, and 2A is Dangerfield. The Aggie volleyball team has the midweek off after last week's roller coaster when they beat Texas at home on Thursday, but then lost a tough 5-game match at Kansas Saturday. And then yesterday, Coach Laurie Corbelli, well, she was still kind of dejected about that loss, one she thinks got away.
So disappointing to really beat ourselves, which is something that we've been really striving to work on. We make more hitting errors than any team in the conference right now, and it's showing in that result. We do streaks of beautiful things, and then streaks. We gave up runs of 5 and 6 and 7 points that we haven't done in years. So, it's hard to really describe emotions on a Monday morning, because you really don't have a choice as a coach. You have to show up the next morning and be over it and move forward and discover what your strategy is going to be for the week, what you have to work on, how you're going to approach your players, and you have to move forward. And boy, it really hurts, because we could really easily be 2-0, and I think anybody that watched that match would tell you that.
The Aggies will host Texas Tech Saturday at Reed Arena. That's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Coppers Hollow. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.